When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into a special edition of Inside the Huddle / Old School with Jay Foreman here, pre-recording. Old School brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Obviously, Inside the Huddle brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging, 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. Get in contact with Dr. Razdan or Dr. Finn. They will put together a clear and detailed plan for all your health needs. But I wanted to jump into five things to look forward to or look for either at camp if you're able to go to the August 3rd open practice or coming out of camp. And the reason why is you have an extremely young team, second year staff, obviously second year with Matt Rhule, but there's things that you always want to just look for that kind of gives you just a quick snap and see how much improvement they've had. And it's also both individually, collectively, and then also holistically as a program. Number one for me, obviously with two young, very talented quarterbacks and Dylan Raiola and Daniel Kalen. And I will throw Heinrich Harburg in there as a new version of himself. First year with a quarterback coach, second year of really actually being coached. Previous staff didn't really put a lot of energy and time into coaching him. So really, to be honest with you, you have three freshman quarterback, this is just my opinion, that went through spring ball this year as early enrollees, even though Heinrich Harburg had been here for some years. You know, obviously being a red shirt and then not really getting coached, that is well documented. And then you have two freshmen coming in, early enrollees, going through the first spring, obviously summer, and heading into fall camp. So I think one of the biggest things to look for is ball handling. What is ball handling? Ball handling starts from the center quarterback exchange, obviously quarterback to running back, handoff, and also ball fakes and ball security, right? And so you don't want to see a lot of fumbled snaps, fumbled mishandles, quarterback, running back exchange, so forth and so on. And then it moves outside to the tight ends, receivers, or anybody that's receiving the ball, right? Catching the ball clean, put it in a good high and tight position, and allowing themselves to use their athletic ability to get upfield. And obviously ball handling also is not, you know, fumbling the ball, but also what ball handling is, and it's a little bit of accuracy, is ball handling is, to me, is a bigger thing than just those things that I mentioned. A lot of it, you know, can start with the quarterback play. And I think this is also what's really been exciting about having Coach Thomas as a quarterback coach, Marcus Satterfield as a second-year offensive coordinator. The biggest thing from a defensive perspective, and also you want to see from an offensive perspective, is the accuracy, right? Or where you lead your receiver to allow him to have run after the catch opportunities, but also being the only person that can make that catch, or possibly if he does drop it, it doesn't turn into a pick six or a tip pass, which leads to an interception, which obviously is turnovers. And turnover margin, which is directly tied to ball handling, right? And it's ball handling, decision-making with the ball. And those go into, I'm assuming, the evaluation process, but then also it goes into see the improvement, not only, you know, year to year, but week to week, practice to practice, individual drill to individual drill, however you want to line it up. And it's huge. It's a huge part. It's going to be a huge part in this season. It's been a huge part in the other way in other past seasons and past staffs. So it's something, if it's addressed first by the staff, because the coaches can only do, they can only put up the stats. They don't can tell you so much. You have to go out there and really execute it. And make it a priority. Priority number one. It's just like whether it's basketball or any other sport, the ball is the key defensively. You know, I always tell my linebackers, don't leverage the block, leverage the ball. There's one ball, keep it in offense. Don't turn it over. Make the other team beat you. If you want a great example of a team that just killed it in ball handling, ball security, and obviously turnover margins, look no other than the 20-year run of New England Patriots led by Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. It was they won a lot more games. They won a lot of games, but Bill Belichick will tell you in the NFL, a lot more games are lost than won. And once you figure it out that you go and make the other team beat you, and then you make the plays to beat them, then that win-loss column starts to look like what we'd like, resemble a little bit of the past. The next thing we always like to look at this is the look test, right? I would tell you this, Corey Campbell and the nutrition staff and the weight staff has done a really good job of guys are lean, but they're not skinny. They're big. They're fast. They're stronger. They're a good looking football team. At least they were last year. You saw a quick change immediately. If you want to look at somebody, Bryce Benhart, I mean, he changed his body, and I think it also helped him be more consistent last year. He wasn't the quote unquote whipping boy every game. I think he was more mentally focused. I would think I can't speak for his grading out, but just from my naked eye, it seemed like he played the best football that he was able to play in his career. And there's a plenty more examples. Nash is one. He could play longer, still kept his weight. So whatever they are doing, you want to have that look test. And the look test isn't just your arm curls or your arms and everything. So everybody, oh, look at his arms. He's in great shape. You want to see how the body's. You want to see the legs. You want to see the midsection. You want to see the core good. And then also the look test is, does the look test that you see initially match up with what they do on the field? And you want to see a team that moves well, moves with authority, moves with intentions, and then also look like they've, improved their body, improved their athletic ability. And you can make huge strides ever since spring ball ended. And so that's why I always say that in previous shows, and obviously on Old School all the time, and I've said it also on Inside the Huddle, this offseason is probably this summer, and I say it all the time, but look, with this schedule, this opportunity, with the type of players that we have, for these individual players and collectively as this team, not take the coaching staff out of it, because this is an individual choice to go work at it. This is probably the biggest summer and leading in the fall camp ever in Nebraska history, consider what we were trying to do. And that's get back into relevance, and you start by trying to make a bowl game, or making a bowl game, beating some teams you should beat, and then possibly having a couple upset victories and put yourself right back on the map. Number three is execution. Execution is a little bit in ball handling, but just executing the simple plays, right? Every coaching staff or every, offense and defensive coordinator, special team coach, you have your go-to plays, right? When I was in the NFL, if we were late getting the signal in, we'd run, we had a hand signal, we'd play Tampa 2, or we'd play
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coverage that we knew that everybody could execute to a high percentage under pressure, under duress, when we needed to get to the next play, the next down, the next series. That's a small part of it, but the execution that you want inside, outside zone. Are you hitting the right holes? Are you getting positive yards? Are you winning the line of scrimmage? Most importantly, and I'm going to talk on the offensive side of the ball, I call it direct access plays. I'd like to eliminate all of them, but the competition is too good. There's going to be some, but let's take our percentage down 30 or 40% on direct access plays. What is a direct access play? It's like if you run a midline handoff, an inside-outside zone, and somebody at the point of attack, either right directly at the point of attack or the second position at the point of attack, has direct access to the mesh point, to the runner or the quarterback in a pass play that just eliminates the start of the play. We eliminate those and cut that down by 30 or 40%, and that's led by execution, getting on your guy, being steady, not losing your one-on-one battles, winning them or breaking even. Then you're going to see an offense that's going to be able to execute the basics, then leads to them to do some of the stuff that gets you on the highlights and the Instagram reels and all that to showcase the athletic ability of all of our offensive weapons potentially that we have. And then you make the simple plays look sexy. Let's make the simple plays look sexy by executing them at a high level all the time. Number four, this has to do more with defense angles, right? You're playing against new teams coming in, obviously USC, UCLA. Eventually we'll play Oregon and obviously Washington. They like to spread you out and use their speed. But just in general, we play Ohio State as well, who probably has the most talented roster in the college football. If not one of the most talented, and they're going to beat you with speed, both, vertically and horizontally. So angles is huge. Angles can be practiced with or without pads, pad level. Play entry is angles. Are you playing the right team defense that is allowing your partner to make the play, which who knows in the game you might make the play based on how you come into a play entry, whether it's run or pass. Intermediate or passing areas or inside outside zone toss plays, doesn't matter. You have to have your run fit and your angles in order to stop the ball at the point of attack, but more importantly, eliminate the possibilities of run after the catch, run after contact, yards after contact, which is huge. I'm going to jump into that after that, which allows Tony White and the defensive coaches to be on time and on schedule with their calls if you're having the right angles. And angles could be also very simply of the angle that a defensive lineman or outside linebacker or a jack or whatever you call them are taking on their initial block. Let's talk a little bit of yards after contact. That is huge. Why is it important? So if angles are good, effort is a must. That is non-negotiable, right? Physicality is a non-negotiable, and you have the right angles and everybody knows what they're doing. So even if Jay Foreman misses a tackle, you have two or three defenders that are hitting the offensive player and not allowing them to bleed you for an extra 2 yards after contact, falling over. We used to call it, let's knock them back. Let's get some knock back. Why is that important? So if it's second and eight, and I miss a tackle, and the gang tackles get it, and we hold them to a 2 yard gain. Now it's third and six. The amount of plays in the that the offense can play or call at third and six is smaller versus if you allow 2 or 3 yards of or 2 or 3 extra yards after contact. Now it's third and three, third and two, third and four. An offensive coordinator is actually on schedule and on time. That's why I always look at it, the cause and effect. Third down percentage usually can be directly attributed to first and second down defense. So you want to win early so you can celebrate late. The angles and yards of contact is huge. When we play good defense, throughout the history of Nebraska, it was definitely a lot of guys getting to the ball and making plays for yourself individually, making plays for your other teammates, but more importantly, making plays for your team. in your defense, which leads to getting the ball back to the guys that get all the pub and allowing them to score some touchdowns. And obviously the most important thing is getting those W's in the column. The last but not least, I'm going to look for, but you should also look for swagger, true swagger, not manufactured. Swagger comes from, it's not jumping around and listening to the music and acting like you're rapping in and all that. And that's fun. That's what kids do these days. But the swagger is the quiet confidence that you've worked hard. You're ready to play. You're extremely focused. You can focus on a play, execute, disassociate yourself, execute again. And it's the swagger that you have. Even if sometimes if you mess up, you know what? That's on me. It'll never happen again. I know why I did it, how I did it, and it's in my memory bank, and it's something I'm going to concentrate on so it doesn't become a habit. The swagger of, I know I've improved my body. I've improved my knowledge in the offense and defense or special teams system. I've improved my position on the team. And that's a huge part in the summer. Maybe I needed to make up some ground, both physically and mentally. I've done it. Now I'm seeing the payoff. That's where the swagger comes from, because I know I've put in more time than some of my competitors on the team for a certain position, or I've put in more time to accentuate my position on the team, which would lead to plays on the field, which leads me to lead by not only my actions, my words, because they both match up with each other. So swagger is huge. And obviously, there's other things that go into it. And but those are my five things I would probably keep an eye on. They're all controllable. They're all things that you can continue to work at. And I think swagger is good. I think it's a thing that kind of, it's all subjective, but then also I think it's very good for people to have it when you've earned it. And that's what Matt Rhule and the staff has done and said, that every day you have to come and earn your spot. That's where the swagger comes. If I've earned it, I want to reap the benefits. I'm going to continue to want to reap the benefits because I've displayed what I needed to do to get the benefits. That's why my swagger is on 1,000%. And that's the first segment of Inside the Huddle / Old School, brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging, 7601 Pioneers Boulevard, and the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. This is Jay Form. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to celebrate my man, T. Farley, getting into the Hall of Fame. Quick interview with him, a little bit of a background, what it means, and what it means for him not only to get the award, but what it means afterwards. Jay Foreman, Inside the Huddle, Advanced Medical Imaging. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.